I was out wandering around my lawn the other day, hunting for weeds, when a neighbor walked by and told me about a bird she had seen at her feeder. "I haven't ever had one there," she said. "It was beautiful, a rose-breasted grosbeak." Immediate pangs of jealousy coursed through my body. "That's wonderful," I said, all the while thinking, "I'm two houses away. How come we never get one?" Please remember that birding is a form of collecting, and it makes us think crazy things. Whether or not I see one at my feeder this summer, I'm sure I'll survive. But wouldn't you know it, as I was out walking a few days later in Whitman, I heard the distinctive song of the rose-breasted grosbeak from high in a tree on the edge of a pond. The next day at Turkey Hill in Hingham, I heard another. I finally saw one in Marshfield that same day. Sometimes that's how it goes. We get unexpected waves of particular species of birds who have shown up for some reason we haven't quite forecasted. Was it wind? Did they move in front of a storm hoping to escape it? Is there a locally unexpected abundance of some natural food source that they like this year? Or was this just a late migrating group? Whatever the cause, rewards such as these visions and songs are ours when we get outdoors and explore the South Shore. Sure, they will come to us at our feeders, as they just love their black oil sunflower seeds. But if we walk the places where they like to be, along forest edges and in suburban parks, we may bump into them. They breed here in the woods, but are not a regular once-a-week checklist kind of bird, just not as abundant as other species. So try both strategies. Get that sunflower seed out in the feeders and walk those trails. 95 degrees and humid will be on its way soon enough. Let's enjoy this last week of spring for all it's worth and maybe get in a life bird sighting along the way. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 95.9WATD.com.